This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A battle between federal, state, and local governments is looming as the new White House makes clear that they expect local officials to not stand in the way of immigration enforcement. State officials and law enforcement officers have rules about what they can do and can't do to help ICE track people down. But if they impede enforcement, they could be subject to federal prosecution. FBI Special Agent Mark Michalik says how that looks in Colorado isn't completely clear yet, but his agents investigate people who break federal law.
As we develop cases that are sufficient for federal prosecution, we kind of pass the baton to the U.S. Attorney's Office there, and then they're going to make those decisions on if and how it's prosecuted.
It remains to be seen how the federal government defines the word impede in the directive. The University of Colorado has deleted its diversity, equity, and inclusion website that follows other executive orders reversing federal policies on DEI. More than 282,000 Coloradans enrolled in health insurance this year through the state's marketplace, Connect for Health Colorado. CPR's John Daly reports.
That's a nearly 20% increase from last year, and Colorado has broken enrollment records for 5 years in a row. Kevin Patterson is the marketplace's CEO. He says state and federal policies have increased financial help and access to insurance.
I think the enhanced premium tax credits with the Inflation Reduction Act a couple of years ago have made this coverage so much more affordable. Folks are like, ooh, well, if it's only this much, I should go ahead and get coverage.
The exchange was created as part of the Affordable Care Act during the Obama administration. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Around Denver and in Colorado Springs, it's mostly sunny, mid-40s this afternoon, and a chance for snow on Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC.